Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
For more than 50 years, Ralgro with Zarinol has been known for heavier weaning weights that deliver greater revenue. How much greater exactly? Years of research prove that calves implanted with Ralgro have an average 23-pound weaning weight advantage over non-implanted calves. At today's feeder calf prices, it's easy to see how those extra pounds can result in a bigger check come sale day. And as far as the idea that non-implanted cattle sell for a premium, this is just not true based on Superior Livestock Auction data in over 3 million calves that consistently shows implanted calves bring the same price per pound as non-implanted calves. The math speaks for itself, and so do the results with Ralgro, the gold standard in calf implants that helps you aim even higher. Higher calf weights, higher returns, higher satisfaction. Learn more at Ralgro.com and look for Ralgro at your veterinarian or animal health supplier. A withdrawal period has not been established for Ralgro in pre-ruminating calves. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal.
Well, the cattle futures today continue to sell off here. The feeders were down anywhere from $60 to $1.20, and then live cattle were down $50 to $1.50 or so. So a lot of weakness continuing across the board here in the cattle futures market. Just continuing that downtrend here. We do have an on-feed report on Friday. Kind of an estimate of it on feed is 103% on feed. This would still be a large number relative to previous years. It's the highest for this October 1st in 10 years, at least 10 years. So a lot of cattle on feed. The placements are estimated at 103, and then marketed is 106. So that bigger marketed number hopefully signals kind of those cattle moving out of the feedlots and working through that extra supply. And that's Friday after the close. And then I've been looking at this November feeder cattle chart and also the December corn. Over the last 50 days, in both of those contracts, we've made a high in the feeders to the current low today. Over 50 days in the feeders, it went down $18.85 or just under 13%. On the same low 50 days ago on the December corn, August 12th, it's rallied 93 cents or almost 94 cents in 50 days or almost 30%. So those two have gone the opposite direction. Higher feed means cheaper feeders.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Performance Sale, Friday, October 23rd.
Today's grain futures markets were quite a bit lower for the Kansas City wheat. There's some rain forecast in the 6 to 10 day. Oklahoma and parts of Kansas are in an above average category for rainfall expectations. Now the 8 to 14 day takes it out, but we'll take what we can get. It's supposed to happen early next week. The beans were down about 1 cent, and corn, on the other hand, up 1 to 2 cents. And December cotton up 93 at 71.97. So cotton just continues to hang in there. And rally here. It's been one of the most steady rallies I can remember, just straight up. So that's been a really good sign. The stock market today is currently up. It's up about 137 in the Dow, 28,270. As with every political season, you get all this volatility, and both sides are posturing to look more favorable. This morning, Nancy Pelosi made comments, and it sounds like at some point the two sides will come together with some sort of economic package. And the market, stock market, and the other equity markets just continue to yo-yo based on whatever the latest comment is regarding the stimulus. But that continues to be a factor with election season. You really have no idea what's going to happen. It's completely random. Today, right now, the crude oil is up 59 cents on the December crude, which puts it at 40.62.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.